朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
彼得说世界有病。
So Peter proclaimed the world is sick.
讲到世界有罪。
He said the world has sinned.
他也讲到耶稣上帝给我们解救的方法。
Then he proclaimed the Lord Jesus has provided a way for salvation.
这十多年我侍奉主，今年三十年啊，在过去十多年来，有一样事情在我心里面有很强的一个提醒和负担。
For the last about 10 years or so, there's a strong reminder in my heart.
不管是我个人向人传福音，或者站在讲台上讲道。
Whether I'm on the in a personal evangelism or whether I'm preaching on a pulpit.
我已经讲过，原谅我今天再说一遍，我很看重供求的问题。
I think it's very important to look at the supply and the demand side of the story.
那么换句话说，当我去跟一个人传福音的时候，我是不是传的福音是他的需要，或者他知道这是他的需要？
So when I preach the gospel to someone, I need to know whether I'm providing a need for this person.
我有一点担心，今天有很多人传福音是一厢情愿的啊，好像开一个留声机一样啊。放在 on， 然后就开始讲完以后，传了福音没有？传了，传完以后，人家听不进，人家信不信，人家有什么反应，根本就不管。
Many would preach the gospel in a unilateral sense. He's only there to supply. He doesn't really care whether the receiving is in demand.
就用什么讲道也是一样。
It is same way for preaching.
那么我在这边大声疾呼，下面说，跟我没关系。
Maybe I was proclaiming everything here on a pulpit, but you said I really have nothing to do with that.
如果今天教会里面到了一个地步说供不应求，哎呀，我们要感谢主。
If people say our supply is insufficient for the demand, we want to praise the Lord.
要起码我们有供，对不对？我们起码有答案，起码有解药，起码有救法。
At least in a way we're providing, and people are demanding what we supply.
可惜今天教会不是供不应求，今天教会是供不对求。
What is wrong here in churches today is what is being supplied is mismatched with what is being demanded.
请你们为英文部要找牧师的事情祷告。
Please pray for our search for the English minister. For
我们要找一个人是能够供对求的人。
We need to find someone who knows how to provide.How to supply the right kind of thing for the demand.
到底现在这个时候在这个地方我们需要怎么样的一个英文部的牧师？
Exactly, what is the right English pastor for this church?
彼得把供对着那个求，或者说他先宣告他们的求，然后宣告那个供。
Peter first pointed out what they need, then he provided an answer.
彼得讲到说这个世界需要拯救，而又提到跟罪有关系的时候，可见他把罪的严重性看得很清楚。
So Peter first mentioned about the salvation, then he mentioned about sin that relates to how important sin is.
保罗在罗马书6:23告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
Paul went on inRomans 6:23 and said, "The wage of sin is death."
在那个地方，我们再一次发现，圣经里面有许许多多我们惯用的名词，跟我们惯用的解释和印象不一样。
This reminds us once again some of the familiar terms in the Bible may be somewhat different.From our familiar interpretation.
因为在罗马书6:23讲到罪的工价乃是死，跟我们一般对死的观念是不一样的，定义是不同的。
For example, in Romans 6:23, when Paul mentioned about the wage of sin is death, the definition of death there is somewhat different from what you think what death is.
我在准备的时候，使我想到三个月前的往事。
And as I prepared this, this reminded me of my personal life about 3 months ago.
去年十月十号。
Last year, on October 10th,
三点五十分下午，我赶到 Atlanta 的一个医院。
3:50 p.m., I arrived in a hospital at Atlanta.
我母亲在三点三十分已经停止呼吸。
My mother stopped breathing at 3:30.
当然，我以前在这边讲过，一个人的 vital signs 已经完全对我母亲来讲已经完全没有了。
I've mentioned this before. At that point, my mother had lost all the vital signs.
因为有人告诉我哈，说一个人呢的耳朵啊，是最后失去功用的一个器官。
Someone has told me before that a person's ear would be the last one to lose its function.
就是说，什么东西都停了，心跳也停了，呼吸也没有了，眼睛也不张开来，但是他的耳朵还可以听到话。有人跟我这样说。
Perhaps a person has no heartbeat, has closed eyes and no breathing, but maybe the cells in the ear were the last one to cease function.
所以我三点五十分到了医院，到了我母亲的床边，我用嘴巴贴住她的耳朵，讲了许多的话。
So when I arrived at the hospital at 3:50, I approached her ear. I spoke a lot of words into her.
我告诉她我想念她，我告诉她我爱她。
I told her I miss her. I told her I love her.
我告诉她放心，爸爸我们会照顾。
We told her that do not worry about Dad. We will take care of him.
我告诉她我一定会做你的乖儿子。
I told her I will be your good son.
我告诉她你所关心的孙子我也关心。
I told her I will care your grandchildren.
我一直跟她讲了有好长的一段时间的话。
I repeated those words for quite a while.
但是她死了。
But she was dead.
什么意思呢？她不能回话。
What do I mean? Because she could not respond to what I said to her.
她只能够听。也许能听，我不知道他听见多少。
Perhaps she could listen, could hear. I have no way of knowing how much she could hear.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫死？
Dear brothers and sisters, what do we mean by death?
Vital signs 没有了。
When there is no vital signs, it's called death.
但是死在这里有个更深的含义，就是隔绝 separation 的意思。
Yet here, when Paul mentioned about the death,death means separation from God.
你可以跟他讲话，他没有回应。
You can speak to this person, and you could not hear any response.
所以有人问，说非基督徒祷告神听不听？
Many question, would God listen to a non-Christian's prayer?
我想神只听非基督徒的一种祷告，一个祷告。
I believe the Lord would only listen to one prayer from a non-Christian.
照着真理来讲，一个非基督徒许多的祷告，神是不听的。
According to the truth, many of the praying of a non-Christian, the Lord will not listen.
因为他和上帝之间有一个死的隔绝。
Because there is a separation between a non-Christian and a God, which is called death.
只有一个祷告他听，就是说主啊，我要活，让我得救，让我跟你有新的关系。这个祷告，上帝必然听。
Only the prayer with words like, Lord, I wanted to be saved. I want to be your Christian.
什么叫做拯救？
What do we mean by salvation?
怎么解决罪的问题呢？
How do we solve the problem of sin?
就是把这个隔绝，把这个鸿沟把它补回去，这个叫做得救。
It is able to remove the separation or to be able to fill this gap.
让我回过头来再稍微再多提一点这个隔阂的这一件事情。
So let me spend a little more time on the subject separation.
弟兄姊妹，这说明一个很严重的事情。
This describes a very significant problem.
一个犯罪的信徒，他的灵觉会越来越迟钝，就是这个原因。
A Christian, he's continuing to sin, and his feeling, his senses will become dull.
弟兄姊妹，如果你的灵觉已经迟钝，甚至麻木了。 弟兄姊妹，我要劝你快的回到神的面前来。
Brothers and sisters, if your spiritual senses have been diminishing, I demand and ask you to come back.
所以当我们讲到这里，我们就突然发现，为什么彼得能够那么大胆的宣告一个那么 exclusive, 那么排他性的一句话。
So here we see why Peter was able to make such a very exclusive proclamation.
下个礼拜我要讲一个跟这个有关系的，是用约翰福音十四章第六节，是另外一句主耶稣宣告很 exclusive 的一句话。
Next week, I'm going to use another verse was proclaimed exclusively by Jesus himself.
因为没有一个人古今中外，除了耶稣以外，可以解决这一个问题。
Because no one else throughout the whole history, no one else except Jesus can solve this problem.
中国人说前无古人后无来者，用在这句话是完全对。
In a Chinese saying, there's no one before and no one else to follow can be applied precisely here.
主耶稣做了很多事，但是归纳有两件最重要的跟这个有关的。
Jesus done many things, but in conclusion, there are two things are related to this verse.
第一，他为罪人而死。
First, he died for sinners.
第二，他从死里复活。
Second,He was resurrected from death.
主为罪人钉十字架。
The Lord was nailed to the cross for sinners.
你看，他死以前，基督教的仇敌是谁呢？是法利赛人。
So before his death, who were the enemies of Christians? They were the Pharisees.
这些法利赛人一看耶稣说只死一家，别无分号，那我是什么呢？
When Jesus proclaimed, He is only salvation, the Pharisees look at themselves, who am I then? What are we doing here?
所以很多时候我们就发现许许多多的人都觉得我是正牌的，我是对的。
So in many people's eyes, they will view themselves to be the only one and only.
所以对法利赛人他们受不了耶稣给他们带来的刺激。
So the Pharisees could not tolerate the challenge presented by Jesus.
主为罪人钉十字架而死，得罪了所有的法利赛人。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross and died for all the sinners, the Pharisees felt being offended.
主为罪人从死里复活，得罪了所有的撒都该人。
When Jesus raised from death, he had offended all the Sadducees.
那么这些撒都该人，因为他们基本上在犹太人当中，他们是不相信天使，不相信人会复活的。
Because the Sadducees don't believe in angels, don't believe in resurrection.
所以我们看第四章第一节就发现撒都该人上台了。
So here we see the Sadducees came up.
在第四章第一节，那个时候因为他们反对耶稣基督这个复活的这一个信息。
Because they were the ones opposed to the message that the Lord has resurrected.
第一，耶稣为罪人死。
So first, the Lord died for sinners.
或者说耶稣替罪人死。
Or he died for those sinners.
希伯来书九章二十二节告诉我们说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。这是神给我们看见的一个定律。
In the Hebrews, it says, without blood shedding, the sins cannot be forgiven.
我刚信主不久，那是差不多35年前。刚信主不久，我听到一个故事，一直到现在30几年来，印象很深刻。
35 years ago, I heard the story, I still remember.
我不知道那个故事是不是王牧师讲的，因为这一类很精彩的故事，那个时候都是从王牧师那里来的。
Maybe that story was related with Pastor Wang.
他提到这个故事，我在这边也讲过，不过合适在今天这个题目，所以我再提一遍。
So maybe I have spoken about this story before, but I'd like to do it again.
说到一个男孩子十分调皮捣蛋。
And there was a fairly naughty boy.
那么他全家的只怕爸爸。
In his household, the only person he's afraid of is his father.
就爸爸在他乖，爸爸不在他就烦。
So he would behave well when his father was present, but he would be a totally different person when his father was absent.
有一天他听到爸爸要出远门，哎呀，他好高兴，因为爸爸要出去一个月啊。
And one day he was very happy because he heard his father was going to travel away from the home for a month.
我常常跟我的孩子讲，你不要以为我们笨，你聪明，你要知道是谁生的。
Don't think you can outsmart me because guess where did you come from?
因为这爸爸也不好逗，这爸爸知道这一个月这个孩子会出什么事情。
The father, of course, is no dumb, and he anticipated what could happen.
他就跟这个孩子讲。
Then he talked to this child.
我要出去一个月。
I'm going to be away for a month.
然后一个月回来，我要看你乖不乖。
A month later, I'm going to see how well you have behaved.
这孩子说是。
The son said yes.
那你要怎么这你要怎么办呢？
What are you going to do?
他说我要给妈妈一个特别的权。
The father says, "I'm going to give your mother a special power."
这一个月的中间里面，你如果做一个坏事
，For each of the wrong things you have done in this month,
我要妈妈就拿了一块木板出来，在那木板上钉一个钉子。
I want your mother to, for each thing you have done wrong, I will put a nail on this piece of wood.
一个月以后算钉子算账。
So a month later, when I return, I'm going to count the number of nails to count the number of evil things you have done.
爸爸放心啊，我是长大了啊，你不要担心。
Do not worry, father. I'm a grown up now, and I behave myself.
三天五天一个礼拜还不错。
In the first three five days, he was fine.
第二个礼拜，江山易改，本性难移。
And on the second week, his true nature started to reveal.
开始捣蛋。
He started to play naughty.
那妈妈还忍耐他。
And that week, the mother was still tolerant.
你再做坏事，我钉钉子了。
If you continue to do this, I'm going to start use the nail.
这孩子太不像话，所以终于就钉子就钉上去了。
So eventually, there was intolerable anymore. The nail started to show on a piece of wood.
一个月的故事是很长。
Okay, the whole month of the stories involved many nails.
我们跳到完结篇吧，到最后。
So at the end of the month,
爸爸快回来。
The father was just about to arrive home.
孩子有一天到厨房一看那块木板。
The boy went to the kitchen and saw this big piece of wood.
大哭一场。
He started to cry.
惨了。
Oh, I'm in trouble.
整个木板都是钉子。
The wood was filled with nails.
爸爸还有三天就回来了。
There are three more days, the father will be home.
怎么办？
What am I supposed to
do? 妈妈心到底软。
Of course, the mother has always have soft.
他说好了，三天你做一个好事，我给你拔一个钉子。
Then he said, for each of the good things you do for the remaining three days, each of them, I will pull a nail.
哦，扫地、吸尘呢，在铲雪，什么事情都来了。哎呀，感谢主，三天钉子都拔光了。
So the boy did many good things and able to remove all the nails on the wood.
哇，他好高兴，因为明天可以欢迎爸爸回来。
So the next day, he felt very happy because he can welcome now his father.
但是他再把那个木板看一看。
But then he looked at that board, a piece of wood.
又哭起来。
Then he cried again.
他说：“妈，怎么办？”
He said, "Mom, what am I supposed to do?"
钉子不在，钉痕还在。
Maybe the nails are gone, but the holes are still there.
爸爸给的是一个很新的木板，现在都是洞洞啊，很多洞洞。这个是怎么来的呢？
And Dad gave you a new piece of wood. Now there are so many holes on this wood.
妈妈一想也有道理。
So the mother felt, well, that was reasonable.
那怎么办？
What am I supposed to
do? 妈妈说，我想到一个办法。
I have a way.
爸爸车房里面有没有一罐用剩的红油漆？
Is there a leftover can of red paint in the garage?
他把它拿进来。
So he took that can in.
那妈妈就把油漆油在那木头上。
And the mother paint that wood over with red paint.
油了一次，还有一点点，再油一层。
Painted over and over.
Over and over, 贴了好几层，终于把那些洞都把它遮盖起来。
Eventually, all these paints filled the holes.
所有的故事要来描写、解释真理，都有不完全的地方。
Of course, all the stories will have an imperfected point.
但是这个故事多少给我们看见两个很重要的真理。
But this story teaches us two important truths.
在上帝的面前。将功赎罪是行不通的。
In the eyes of the Lord, if you do good deeds to repay your sins, was not enough.
当我们做了一件事情，我们已经有了记录，就是有了记录。
When you have done something wrong, when it's been recorded, it is recorded.
第二，我们看见只有用遮盖，用耶稣基督的宝血，才能够解决我们所有心思意念、言语。口舌和行为生活的罪。
Second, only with a perfect cover, like the blood of Jesus Christ, can cover all the sins of us.
你有耶稣的宝血在你身上吗？
Do you have the blood of Jesus to cover you?
有一次有穆迪去问一个人。
One time, the famous preacher Moody asked a person.
他就问那个人说：“你对得救有把握吗？”
He asked him, "Are you sure of your salvation?"
那个人看看这个人很讨厌，就说 ：“Mind your own business， 管你自己的事吧。”
So the person turned, looked at Moody and said, "Why don't you mind your own business?"
那 Moody 很谦卑地说 ：“This is my business， 这个就是我的事。”
Then Moody said, "This is."
那个人说 ：“Then you must be Moody."
Then the person said.你大概就是目的，目的。
我盼望我们在主的面前，真是像目的一样，真是有一个关心人得救的心。
I hope we all have the same heart that we care and concern for other people's salvation。
让我们关心我们这个教会每一个人是不是有得救把握，我们有这样的心。
We should all care for everyone in this church.Do we have the assurance of salvation?
请为我祷告，这个题目每一次都没有讲完，那么这样可以连续，继续的讲下去。
Please pray for me because I am going to continue on the same subject.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端，点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证。好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。